Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I have a couple questions for you tonight. I was listening to Rush today and stuff. I talk about this on my program from time to time. And even when Trump was on Rush's program, stuff that Trump said, Trump is the most investigated president in our history. Because if they would have found anything on him, they would have used that in that impeachment. So why didn't they, if they found something? I want to get into that.
And technically, he's still being investigated.
Oh, I know he is. Black man harassing white Trump supporters flips out when there's a black guy supporting Trump. And what the black guy has to say is right on.
And got the guy to leave.
Yeah. Because that's the problem you deal with in this nation right now and the stuff that we're going on, everything. I want to get into that. FBI comes out with their findings with Bubba Wallace, which I was right on. Jews are even starting to be scared of this black, because it's not a movement. It is a socialist left-wing arm. It's a Marxist left-wing arm that's coming into this country trying to cause complete total chaos so that they can sit there and try to get their way. They can't have a socialist nation via the Democrat election and have people don't want it, so we got to shove it down their throat somehow so we can make sure that it happens. Trump's going to halt visas from working programs for, you know, foreign workers so that 600,000 jobs can go to us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Not much more. Also some Premier League news and stuff. So welcome to the party that I hope you feel a part of. Party, the conversation, whatever you want to call it. Welcome. I want to get in because I was at Walmart and my wife loves Aunt Jemima, so I got her some of the pancake syrup. And there are people taking pancake syrup from Aunt Jemima and waffle and pancake batter from Aunt Jemima and saying it's like forbidden advertising, and they want $24 for it. It's nuts. Proverbs 18:10. For the name of the Lord is a strong fortress. The godly run to him and are safe. Think about that as you're going through your day today. Thank you so much for tuning in. I do have the PayPal link if you want to donate and help, because this is not cheap to do this. And my wife comes to, like, when she does stuff and things come up. And because, like, whether you like Bubba Wallace or not, I didn't even, until I saw him, I never knew. He didn't look black to me, but whatever. They're all trying to push Marxist left-wing agenda in this country. I mean, and they're trying to push it around the world. And some people don't have a clue what they're pushing, because there are places where they're like, oh, we stand with black light. Well, how is one of my questions I'm going to ask you? How is Black Lives Matter divisive? Or is it, does it divide or does it bring people together? I'm not going to answer that question. You need to find that one out. Can you support black people but be against Black Lives Matter? That's another question you need to think about. I'm not going to answer that. That's something you have to think for yourself. There's a couple questions you need to think for yourself. But when you have the garages going up and down like this, they have sometimes chains or sometimes ropes to pull them up and down. And at the very end of the rope, someone did the noose knot so they can stick their fingers in there to pull the garage door up and down. And that's what they claimed was the noose that was found in Bubba Wallace's thing. That's the FBI's conclusion from what NASCAR has reported. But don't matter because damage is already done. They're, oh, it's a noose. You know, they already had people thinking it was a noose. Well, it technically was, but not what you think. It had nothing to do with Bubba Wallace. And they're trying to shove this stuff down. See, because what people don't realize is there's 88 people died in Chicago. 100 were shot. Where is the outrage?
Four
I don't have...
teenagers and 1 3-year-old baby.
Yeah, where... I have black friends. I have liberal friends. I have Black Lives Matter friends that are white. Not one person... Terrence K. Williams, the conservative comedian, he talked about it. I posted about it.
You have a nephew that... Great nephew. Imagine James being shot.
I couldn't. But what there? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's the Jesus Christ of black people? Where's Al Sharpton? Where's Jesse Jackson? Where's all these Democrats? Where's the rioting? Where's the celebrities? Where's all these? These leftist liberals that are bailing out these that like support Black Lives Matter. Where are they? Where are they? I want to know. I want to know where the outrage is.
It's convenient how they're gone.
Yeah, that they're missing.
Inaction.
They're missing in action. Just like when Kavanaugh was running for Supreme Court, and oh, you have to believe every woman, Biden. Has all kinds of creepy photos and videos, and when people accuse him of doing stuff, they're missing in action. Convenient. Because it's not about Black Lives Matter, it's a Marxist left, because since they can't get, it sort of, it goes back to what I've talked about for years on this program. Well, Americans are never going to support a national bank. So how do we get a national bank in this country? How do we get a national bank in this country? We'll call it the Federal Reserve. Sounds nicer. Guess what, folks? It's not a national bank. It's the Federal Reserve. Because no one's going to support a national bank in America. Well, how do we get single-payer health care in this system? No one wants that. What we'll do, we'll make Obamacare. Well, it's not really a law because that's unconstitutional. We have to make it a tax so we can get it passed. And then what we're going to do is it's going to be so bad that people are going to die. And we'll just switch it and maneuver it into a single-payer healthcare system that's going to seem way better than Obamacare. But compared to what we had before, it's going to be 50 times worse.
Do you realize that income tax, when it comes right down to it, is against the Constitution? They are some state that does not have an income tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
See, we have legislative and executive branches in this country for a reason. Now, what they're doing is they're panning off these decisions on the Supreme Court so that they don't get themselves, because I got to get reelected, so I can't be seen as doing anything bad. So we're going to take this and we're going to give it to the Supreme Court and let them decide it.
Exactly. So now we've got a bunch of left-wing judges. I'm disgusted at the Supreme Court.
Well, what they're doing, it's not a left or right. What they're doing is they're manipulating the situation so that if you do it like this, you have to vote against it no matter what side you're on. But if you do it like this, then it's legally allowed. So like Obamacare, it's illegal as a law, but when they came back and found out that, it's a tax, it can be passed.
Well, Robert should not have wrote it. He did it. No,
yeah.
They did not come back and say, it's a tax.
Yeah.
Robert said, we're going to say it's a tax.
Yeah. And that's what he's doing. He's taking things and, well, we're going to write it like this and say it's this. That way it can get passed. Roberts needs to be taken out.
That's the thing, though, with the, like the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Absolute power. They're there for life. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I don't think she's been in the court since last year.
Yeah.
If not the year before.
Yeah.
We don't even know. I don't even know when she's last been seen. I don't know if technically she's alive or not.
Yeah. There's been questions about that.
Yeah. So, there you go.
But,
I don't think that's right. Like, I think the Senate and the Congress, both of them, the you know, I'm going to do a Biden. You know, the thing. I think they should have term limits.
Yeah. Well, they should be handling, like, that DACA issue should have been brought up by them, not, oh, we're giving it to the Supreme Court. That's the problem. I mean, this is the issue, one of the big issues you deal with. What is it? When he gets up for re-election, it's 208 weeks he's been president. And first of all, Trump didn't pay enough taxes, or he didn't pay them at all. He was, the lady claimed he raped her in Macy's. What else? He was Stormy Daniels, the Russia collusion, the Ukraine. He didn't do enough for Ukraine, the Russiagate, all this crap. I mean, Hillary Clinton had people giving her questions to debates that she lost. Here's what you got. When they said now that he wasn't doing enough for the coronavirus, they were coming up with bogus stuff to try to use to impeach him, because they couldn't find anything. The whole point of all this stuff, that the 50 million things they tried to get Trump on that they had nothing on, was the whole time they were hoping that somebody would find something. Oh, well, there was no Russia collusion, but we found this or we found that, and they have not found anything.
I think they're that crazy scared, because at least Hillary could come up with a good lie and put sentences together. Biden can't do that.
Yeah.
He's on the dementia spectrum, probably right in the middle.
Yeah.
Give him by November, and I would say within the first 6 months of his getting president, if he gets it, which I don't think he will,
no.
He won't be president.
No.
He will be declared unfit.
Yeah.
I've been doing this, what I've been doing since I was 18.
Yeah.
And I'm 48 now. I've been at CNA since I was 18 years old.
Yeah.
I know.
So do I. I've done it for 16.
Yeah.
I know.
Come on.
His
wife needs to go to jail for elder abuse.
What I wanna make sure and demand that it's in person debates on stage. That way, because they have programs.
I don't think it matters. He's not. You've seen him on.
No,
video.
But no, they have I can have somebody program it to where I could have you on video and it's not you at all. No one would ever be able to miss. I could have them speak for you and everything, and it looks, it's you. It's a CGI, computerly generated, and you would never in a million years, if they did this right, you would see Biden up there answering questions.
Why don't they do that now? Why don't they do that now?
I don't know. But if they did a debate, he couldn't handle a debate, so they would have to.
Exactly.
That's why I want it in person.
He can't even hold a conversation.
No, he can't. But it's super Wednesday. I mean, Monday. I mean, what day is it? I don't know.
Well, you know, the thing.
Yeah, the thing. So what do you call? But comment down below. Let me know you're watching, because this is at like 50 people over by the time it's done, and a lot of people on Blog Talk, and I don't even know who listens. So, but just want to give me a shout out, say hey, you know. But it's nice that the FBI came out with that bubble wall or something, said, hey, this is what it was. Move on. See, but it's sort of like that lady from the Obama phone lady. Everyone in Cleveland who voted, I got a phone. And then they got her on the Alex Jones show. Okay, Barack Obama said this. Well, he said that your energy prices would necessarily skyrocket. So, yeah, they should have went up. Gas is more expensive. Everything, yeah, you're paying more. Everything he said, except for the energy prices, 90% of them, yeah. And when she realized she lied to, she switched. Thank you, Craig. Thank you, brother. My brother Craig just wrote me. But it's one of those things, man. What's not, if you ever seen the movie, there is Up There and Courageous. I think there's 7 Sherwood Baptist movies. Sherwood Pictures. I think there's 6 or 7. They're my top favorite movies. And then Courageous said it best. You know what? If fathers just did what they were supposed to, half of the stuff we faced on the street wouldn't even be there. Nothing in this country is going to change until we get our hearts right. And my wife's trying to get my heart right through Jesus, help me. Because you know, there's times where we all get that. I'm gonna argue. I'm gonna win. And she's trying to help me get my heart right. So it's better than it is. Not that it's bad. Nothing gonna change in this country until we get our hearts right. We got to have that conversation. It's tragic what happened to George Floyd, but it's even worse how they exploited it. Thousands of black people die every day at the hands of blacks, and no one cares. No one lifts a finger. If they were out in Chicago marching and rioting and protesting and saying, hey, you know, then I could say, okay, yeah, I get you. I can at least support that, because at least you're saying, okay, not only did George Floyd's life matter, but these 3-year-olds mattered. But that's not the case. That's not what's happening. Does Black Lives Matter bring us together or divide us? That's a question you have to answer. That's for you to answer. Can you support and support black people but be against Black Lives Matter? Can you do that? That's a question you have to answer yourself. That's a question you have to answer for yourself. The problem you have in this country, and there was a black guy that was they're at this is at Tulsa at this Trump rally, right? And this black guy's like, you effing cracker, you effing this, you effing that, F Trump, F this, nah, nah, nah. And when he notices a black guy with a Trump hat, he's like, you support Trump, dog? How in the heck can a white person support a conservative? Well, actually, the Republicans were started by black people. See, somewhere along the line, like in 38, 39, the black people think that the Democrats magically took this light switch and chink, oh, we support blacks now.
No, it was in the 50s, 60s, with all that sexual revolution and the civil rights movement.
But it was actually the 30s when they claimed that they had black people starting to. Not all of them, but that's when.
I've had people say it was in the 60s.
Well, that too. That's when the major, but there were people in the 39 that, like, oh, look at this. We had this, oh, what was that? The depression, and they're going to get us out of it. And all that. But the big majority was the 60s. But the problem is, there was no switch. Every single thing that involves Jim Crow laws or segregation or slavery was all Democrat.
Exactly.
That's facts.
And Hillary Clinton's mentor, she's a Goldwater. What's his name?
Barry Goldwater. She was a Goldwater girl.
Golden Dragon in the KKK. That's one of the higher.
Thomas Byrd was really high up.
Yeah, that's a sore spot with me because he was from West Virginia and they weren't stupid enough to get him out of there. He had to die.
Yeah.
Is West Virginia a little racist? A little bit.
Yeah, but you have black people supporting a woman that went to a funeral of Robert Byrd, a very high KKK member, kissing the casket and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see a conservative get away with that.
But
they'd be outraged.
You have black people tearing down monuments to people to help free the slaves and give them civil rights.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Yeah, they don't.
That's my question.
Because they're not taught history.
Thank you.
They're taught social justice. And here's the question that I have, because this is one thing that gets me. Because, like, okay, let's say, like, you wanna work at hospitals or whatever. And, okay, well, 40% of the hospitals are run by Sodexo.
That's a kitchen, right? Kitchen
company. It's a kitchen company. And if you don't like, or you had a very bad experience and you hate them, 40% of these kitchens in hospitals you can't work in. Well, you don't really care for another company. I mean, whatever. If it's going to get to the point where, okay, if you don't agree with what this company stands for, they're the main partner of these 100 restaurant chains. So there's 100 restaurant chains you can't eat at, and it's going to get so hard to put your money where your mouth is.
You're right.
Because you're going to say, okay, well, I don't like what this CEO said. Well, that's Taco Bell, that's McDonald's, that's Burger King, that's Pizza Hut, that's KFC, that's...
Okay, then I have a question. I agree. I can see that, okay? Because, you know, I'm big putting your money. There's things I will not support that soccer, NASCAR, because of what they've done. Chick-fil-A. No, I'm not. Okay, that being said, the point that you made, my question is, if you don't want to, if it's too hard because you won't be able to do anything or whatever, if it's too hard to put your money where your mouth is, then the only answer then is to loot and riot. Because then what do you do to tell these companies you don't support what they're doing? We're not buying anything from China. That's talking with our pocketbooks.
Yeah.
So if you don't talk with your pocketbook, what do you do? That's a serious question.
Yeah. And then you get to the point, like, I honestly believe if everything was going on sports-wise, I don't know one sport in the whole world that would not have Black Lives Matter supporting it somehow. I guarantee you MLB would be 100%. I guarantee they would be. The NFL does it. NBA is doing it.
But answer my question. If you don't talk with your pocketbook, if it doesn't matter what the CEOs or what the company does, or if it's too hard.
That's a hard question.
There's companies I don't support because they support abortion, Planned Parenthood. It doesn't suck. Is it hard? Can it break my heart? Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the Chinese people. There's things wrong with the Chinese government. When I don't want to support China, I don't support the Chinese government.
Yeah. It's
nothing to do with the people.
Oh, I know.
The people have, you want to talk about communism.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, so the people that work at Chick-fil-A probably have no clue or don't care that they, that their CEO is going around shining black people's boots and apologizing for being white. I'm sorry. I didn't get to ask my mom and dad before I was born if they're white or black.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get a say. You didn't get to say a say.
No one does.
I'm not apologizing. If I treat you like crap, that's on me. If I treat you like crap, that's probably how you're treating me.
Yeah.
Just FYI. But that's my character, not your skin color. It's either my or your, it's a character issue, not a color, skin color issue.
Oh, that, I had one person, and this one, like Barack Obama came around, I'm like, oh, because we were saying something, I'm like, so you're black, he was, what do you mean? Of course I'm black. I'm like, oh, I looked at you as a human being. I never, you're the one right now that's pushing that you're black in my face. I've never looked at you as a black man. I've never looked at anyone. I may, and this is not race, I'm not trying to be racist, but I, but my wife under, my wife doesn't get this either. But when I try to speak, like if Mexicans say something backwards because their English is bad, and they say like
no, hold on, you're not letting me speak.
No, I'm talking like the English. If they put this word, if technically in English, this word should be in front of this word, and they go backwards. And that's how they say it, where they get their words.
That is their, like, that right. is their grammar. If you take Spanish class, that is their grammar. Like, hola.
I'm not talking Spanish. I'm talking English words. I'm talking if
that's
you,
because in their grammar, the
way they say it's different. The way
right.
they, yeah, the same thing with French.
Right. Like, I am running. It would sound in Spanish, running am I.
Yeah.
It might be reversed.
Well, something like that. Yeah, but that's what I say it the way they say it because I think they'll understand me better. I'm not trying to be offensive.
I thought you were going with the accent.
No. No, but, I mean, I only do the accent when they call for Microsoft support and they say, oh, thank you, honey, the guy called, but he fixed our PC. Where are you from? I'm from India. Where are you from? You come fix my PC? And I give them, because I know it's a scam, and they're trying to get onto your computer.
When you go to a restaurant, and our waiter, I have to stop you. No, I have to make you repent. I'm sorry.
I'm not trying, but I only do that mainly when I'm around, like someone like that, that I'm just, like, trying to... Because I've had people, when I know when people get their Facebook hacked. And I'm and this lady came up to me, give me all kinds of crap. I was saying, I said, well, guess you didn't read any of the conversation because I've told the guy I'm from Nigeria, yada, yada. I said, where's my gift cards? I mean, and they act like I'm... Dude, first of all, this is just a consumer warning. If you ever get someone coming to you on Facebook, did you hear the good news? They've been hacked. Talk to them forever. Come up, say like, yes, sir. And just every, no matter what they type, just say, yes, sir. Respond with yes, sir, no matter what they type you. It's hilarious because the longer you interact with them, the longer they can steal from someone else. It's just one of those things. I mean, I love, see, you know the soccer, but European football is like my favorite thing. And as one of the few things I have to live for, because I've never really been an NFL fan. I've never really been like the NBA. I've never really liked Dolph. I got clubs, but never really, you know. And NASCAR, it had nothing to do with what's going on now. They've just started to, it's not the NASCAR I grew up with in the 80s. They keep trying to change it. And I'm not going into it because I've talked about why it's going in the downhill. I mean, when you can go back 15 years ago and pay way more for a seat than you do now. And that was for a seat. They used to have, like, areas that you could pay and get tickets for to let you go in this and look at stuff and go there, and depending on what your credential had. I mean, I'm glad IndyCar hasn't changed. But I kind of feel a lot of places don't get, because I think there's a lot of places around the world that are like, oh, we stand against racism. Well, if you stand against racism, then why would you have race involved in something that stands against, if you're standing against racism and you don't want to have division, then why is black in the name? It should be All Lives Matter if you want to end racism. Like Morgan Freeman said, you want to end racism, stop talking about it. It's a corrupt cop killing an innocent man. If it wouldn't get publicity, if it was two black people, why is it getting publicity now? Questions you need to answer yourself. It's things you got to ask. You got to ask questions. You got to join the conversation. Do you really think it's all these people that say that you don't get the opportunity, you can't achieve, you can't become, be who you want to be because you're black? You really think they're the ones getting rid of Aunt Jemima or Uncle Ben's or that black chef from Cream of Wheat? Or the Lando Lakes. No, that's why people, oh, they're going to be, black people are going to be offended by that, so we got to, I'm going to bow down to black people. Oh, forgive me for being white. Forgive me for being white. Oh, forgive me. Give me a break. Give me a break. You have actors that have played, white actors that have portrayed black people, and they're calling that blackface.
You have Mary Poppins. They're not portraying black people. They're not in blackface. It's soot. It's dirt. When you get in dirt, you have brown stuff if you're white.
When you're a chimney sweeper.
And they're calling that racist. Are you kidding me?
See, from where I grew up and the background that I have, when I saw blackface, I thought they were paying homage to the black people. No, to the miners. That when they came out of the ground, except for the white in their eyes, every square inch of their body was covered.
You did not know people white or black. You just saw the miners. If their teeth were white, you saw the white teeth and you saw the white of the eyes. That's it.
And that's what I thought it was.
I got pictures from my grandpa. I can show you.
Yeah. I remember one Halloween, I made a costume covered in swastikas. I didn't know what that was.
And you're Hasidic Jew.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. I'm Hasidic Jew. And you know what my dad did? After he gave me a history lesson and taught me what this was about and what the atrocities were associated with this, we're going to come up with a new symbol. I learned something. He taught me.
I could see that. I could see your dad doing that.
Yeah, he taught
me. Not get mad, not beat you, not laugh at you, not
I didn't know.
Stupid. He taught you.
He taught me. That's why have a swastika on a flag. I want people to, okay, you want to know what that represents? A brutal, evil dictator who, let me see here, he was trying to shut down anyone's opinion that didn't believe like he did. Sort of like, I don't know, like conservatives trying to be shut down. And I mean, if you really truly know the way it was when Hitler was coming into power, we're like the German people and the Democrats are like Hitler. It's one of those things. It's just one of those things that people don't realize. But it's what it is. We got to give our hearts to God. That's why if you ever had a, if there's ever people who say, hey, you're a racist. Why do you say that? Because I'm a racist. Wow. Okay. If that's what you want to believe, you have that right to believe that. I'm not. I don't believe that. But there you go. Show me how I'm racist. Show me how Donald Trump making the lowest unemployment rate for blacks, women, and Mexicans, Hispanics. How is he racist? Donate millions to Democratic, to black stuff. Show me how that's racist.
Not taking a penny. He donates all his paycheck to one charity.
Or another, yeah.
Another. He picks one every quarter.
Yeah. And you got to understand something. Trump is a man that could sit on the beach, drink Cristal water every single day of his life and never had to work ever again. I mean, Trump wants to halt foreign visas so that American jobs can come first. It's just one of those things that they keep and all these people came out and here's the thing. The FBI has concluded that the noose that was supposedly found was a pulley system to up and down the garage doors. But it don't matter because the people said there was a noose found. The people are never going to ever, I don't care. No, there was a noose found. Oh, I don't believe FBI, what, okay, whatever. A noose was found. A noose was found. They try, even though the FBI, it goes back to these cops. It was a justified shooting. And now they're being charged with murder. Justified shooting and being charged with murder. Even if he's an innocent cop, he's going to hang. He's going to hang. And no matter what, well, since it was a cop killing a black man, he's guilty no matter what. I don't care what proof you show me. I don't care what evidence you show me. He's guilty. And that's unfortunately what's going to happen here because there was a noose found in Bubba Wallace's garage. Period. No matter what the FBI found, what it really was, they're still going to shove that down your throat. I guarantee you there's going to be politicians talking about the noose found in Bubba Wallace, period. They're not going to say, well, the FBI, because kids aren't going to know that the FBI found out that it was just a pulley thing for the garage. But they don't care. They don't matter. That's why when they had that late night talk show and, oh, yeah, the FBI director is going to be, Trump's getting rid of the FBI director. And all the people cheered him on. And the host look dumbfounded because the Democratic narrative was keep him. Because when he was going after Obama, they wanted to get rid of him. But when he was going after Trump for bogus bullcrap, they wanted to keep him. And they didn't realize the narrative had changed. The problem you have is we need to ask these questions because there's so many Democrats out there that no matter what you put in front of them, they're never, ever, ever going to change their mind. Oh, yeah, your taxes have gone up 200%. Oh, Obama's the best. Your medical is more expensive. Obama's the gas has gone up. Everything he lied about, oh, Obama's the best. You got to ask yourself, if you're a Democrat, what would it take for you to wake up and realize that you've been taken for a ride? Here's another question. What has the government, name a problem the government's ever fixed. Write me, I don't care. Text me, write me, email me. I don't care. I'll be here. That's what we're going to do here. I'm going to do like a live stream. It's going to be an infinity live stream. I'm just going to be live until someone can tell me something that the Democrat has, that the Republican Party, Democratic Party, the government, anybody, any politician, name one thing a politician has solved. I'm just going to go to sleep. Wake me up when you got the answer. I'm not going to. Do your homework on that one. Go ahead. What is the government? What problem has the government ever solved? They haven't. They haven't. I mean, Jimmy Kimmel dressed up like a black man for a skit, and now they're saying that he apologizes for. So any actor that's white that portrayed a black man, sorry, yeah, you're going down. And there's, I can't find the article, but there was something that like some big GOP organization backs Biden. I'm like, wow. And then when stuff like that comes out, like a GOP organization backs Biden, I just laugh at it. I'm like, well, okay, well. Folks, I've been called racist, an N-hater, a terrorist, deplorable, anti-American, you name it. Trump calls me an American. This is what we live in. They have Black Lives Matter blocked roads in Lansing, Michigan on Friday and pointed guns at motorcyclists who passed by. And that's okay, that's acceptable. But when you have people standing at the Capitol protesting being locked down for a fake pandemic, and that's wrong. These people are, I never thought I'd see a day where patriots will be called terrorists and anti-American Marxist socialists will be called heroes. I never thought I'd see the day. I guess Obama fundamentally transforming America is happening. Well, they are trying to, since they can't fundamentally transform it legislatively through the government, they have to do it another way. And that's what they're trying to do. How can we get the socialist, communist, Chinese, North Korean, Cuban-style government in America. How do we get it here? How do we get it in America? We have to have it here. We can't. We obviously can't. No one's going to vote for that. So how do we make it happen? How do we make it happen? And it's America is being fundamentally transformed before your eyes. And then, well, we're going to regulate the heck out of you. Well, it's all because, you know, it's all and it's for the better. The problem you have is you have people with cameras filming 100. Oh, I got to film on you, officer. Because you say one word wrong, you get one thing out of misplace. If you say a word and miss one letter in the pronunciation of a word, you're going down, and I'm getting your badge. You're gonna be sued because you're gonna do one thing wrong. You slip up just the slightest, buddy, and you're going down. You're going down. I'm taking your badge. Go ahead. Try to do something to me. You'll hang. Because I'm black and you're white. Just think of Morgan Freeman. You want to end racism? Stop talking about it. That's what's wrong in this world. How do we get the socialist nation we want if we can't vote it in? And I kind of wish we had Bernie Sanders running against Trump, because then it would be socialist versus capitalism. But even if Trump wins, they want to, the ends have to justify the means. Top down, bottom up, inside out. The ends have to justify the means. How do we get, because that's what they're trying to do. Well, they tried to infiltrate the Catholic Church at the highest levels to get social justice and to get all this stuff to shove socialism down our throats. Well, now that the NFL owns Sundays, or did at one time, let's infiltrate the NFL and let's have them push social justice on this nation. Because you have that. I know tons of people that, F it, I don't support Black Lives Matter, I want to watch the NFL. Like, even Rush Limbaugh says, if they start kneeling, I'm done with the NFL. I watch the British Premier League so I can get away from everything. I watch the Grateful Dead one more Saturday night and stuff to get away. If I don't care if you're the biggest Trump supporter out there, I am there to get away, to listen to a dead show. I either block all the people that just are bots, that just keep posting bull crap. It's nice to get on there and to reminisce about shows and things. It's my getaway. The Premier League's my getaway. And like Rush Limbaugh said, that's what he watches the NFL for, to get away from, to get, and now they're trying to shove social justice down our throats to the NFL and stuff, because, hey, look, it's a big chunk, and most people are getting turned off by it. Or, okay, I'll make, okay, if they're going to do that, they can do it. I want to watch the game for the game. And then, yeah, people like my wife then you get the other people like, well, you can't support it in any form because then you're back in the social justice, even though you don't care about it, you don't watch that, you don't support that, you're against that, you're just there for the game. And that's the problem, because now you have people that, hey, I used to, it was my getaway to watch the NFL, not me. I never really got into the NFL that much. I used to watch the Super Bowl, and that was it, and mainly for the commercials. But now I don't have that release to get away. I mean, my favorite ice cream in the world is Ben and Jerry's, but they're super, super left. I love Cherry Garcia ice cream. I like fish food too. And it's like, okay, do I give up my favorite ice cream? And I don't really have, there's not really any that I care for, you know? So what do you do? And that's just what we live in. Because like Russ, like they start taking these again, I'm done with the NFL. Because I don't know what I'm going to do, because that was my Sunday getaway. I can sit and relax and watch the game. And if they're going to take that away from me, that infuriates me. Because as Russ, that was Russ's getaway. That was, and that's the thing. I want to watch. That's why a lot of times when they had the one more Saturday night, I just watch the show. I mean, luckily there's a couple feeds where the people on there are cool and there's not a lot of bots that just like the hecklers. They're just there to piss you off. But then I found that all you have to do is delete them. And you can block them, and then their comments never get. Because I see all these people comment about stuff, and I'm like, just block these. Because I've had hecklers on my program too, and you just block them. Crap, I got 6 minutes left in the program. Hey, I just what do I want to talk about? I got so much going on, but it's gonna be interesting because like now they're doing a. FDA is doing a bunch of CBD studies so that they can potentially lower the restrictions of the sale of CBD products. Because they're saying that if CBD shows what it does, they might be able to, because some states you have to be 21 or whatever. And they're hoping that, you know, maybe, I think that no matter what they show on it. But here's the thing, though. You take a Rick Simpson oil, like a super concentrated CBD, I'll knock your butt out. It will. But that's going forward. You know, I think it's going to be neat to see that when it goes on with this English Premier League and stuff like that, and it's nice to see that regulations with CBD are happening, going on. And I just kind of want to stay on this because it's just saddening to see, like, them trying to push stuff like how do we, because and I see it, because right before this COVID-19, people were standing up against the Chinese government, and they were standing up, and people in Britain were supporting Trump and all this, and now they're trying to shut it down, and it's a worldwide thing. This is not, you know, and that's a big issue. And it's, you know, and it's about freedom for all. I mean, we lose the very freedoms in this country, then you might as well, where are people going to go? You know, people don't come here for the American dream because it doesn't exist. Look at how many thousands of people try to come up from Mexico. People aren't flooding up here from the southern border to try to become a citizen of the United States because it's so bad and there's no opportunities. I mean, look at Chaz. There are a lot of Democrats. Hey, I'm a Democrat, but not me personally, but just as an example, I don't support what happened in Chaz. You know, I don't support this. And I think this could be starting to backfire because there are things that are happening in these communities that people are, wait a minute here. I don't stand for this. I don't support this. Then there are some people that, oh, well, I don't really care for Biden, but oh, he smiles ahead of Trump.
I don't get that. Trump can form a sentence.
Well, what you have to do is you have to sit there and say, prove it to me. I mean, there's just so much of the social justice stuff that they're trying to shove around this world. And that's the problem that gets me, because it's going to get to the point where, okay, if you truly want to, I'm not going to support any of this stuff that has done anything or this or that. Okay, then, I mean, that's the thing that's going to scare me, because you're going to get to the point where, okay, I can never go out to eat because these two companies that I can't stand for run every restaurant. They're like the parent company of all.
And I asked you earlier, then what do you do? But I think that's going to have to be your decision, because as a person, that CEO, if he wants to go around shining black people's shoes and apologize something that he had no control over,
yeah,
that's him.
Yeah.
I have to live and choose. We can't control each other.
And here's the question, though. Like, okay, let's say you own like 3 Chick-fil-A's, and you don't agree with what he did. Are you just going to sell your Chick-fil-A's and try to get out? Or are you going to sit there and say, hey, I run 3 Chick-fil-A's, I own them, I'm a franchisee? Because there was a time when I supported Papa John's, when I stood with the founder until what happened and they got rid of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't support it.
Right. I was the same way.
And that's the thing.
You're
going to go, I mean, you can't sit there and that's why these black people that are doing this crap, they're not thinking longevity.
Right.
Because
kind of
2 years.
Long-term.
Because 3 years ago.
And that's what's missing in this world.
Yeah, because 3 years ago, I would have been all over Papa John's. Now I can't stand it. But this is where it all starts.
The
heart.
Cancer culture and the social justice and
the heart is where
it has to start. Like Bill Cosby. One of my favorite comedians. I love his shows. I grew up with pencil paper. You remember that?
Picture pages.
And hey, it's Ed Albert.
Yeah.
For me to wrap my head around why he's in jail blows my mind. And I'm not going to say he didn't do it. I wasn't there. But just for me to wrap my head around it.
Remember, folks.
It breaks my heart.
With the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Don't forget those questions and think about that. Goodbye.